Jerry Lewis grew up in Southern California and, like every other teenager in the 60s, formed his own band. When they got a gig at Disney World, they were discovered by Bobby V's producer, Snuff Garrett, who signed them, produced them, and recorded them. Their first hit went to number one, This Diamond Ring. Their second hit was Count Me In. That went to number two. Their third hit was a song that had an interesting sound to it because it featured whistling. The song was titled Save Your Heart For Me. Here's Gary Lewis.
Whistle, that's the key word in that song. Because the intro is the whistling. I tried that and I couldn't do it. And because you're looking in the booth. You know, you're looking at these guys making faces at you and everything. How do you whistle, you know? So anyway, everybody tried it. Snuff Garrett tried it. Leon Russell, who was arranging everything of mine, tried it. Couldn't do it. We had to call the union. We had to hire a studio whistler for Save Your Heart For Me.
I'm telling you. Incredible.
And, you know, you look in the union book under whistlers, and there's like two guys.
Yeah.
You know? So luckily one was available, you know?
Why'd you decide to put a whistle in there? Why not a little guitar riff? Or...
You got me. I wasn't in the position at the time merely because of how old I was. I was 18. I was brand new to the business. And I figured these guys know what they're talking about. So I'm totally trusting them. I mean, I put all my faith and trust in Snuff Garrett and Leon Russell to know what they're doing. And boy, did they ever know what they're doing. Snuff Garrett not only had the ability to pick hits, but he knew when to put them out. Like if a Beatles song was just coming off the charts, hit them with the next tune. You know, don't try to climb at the same time with the Beatles or something, you know, because you will most likely not get to the top. You know, you'll get up there in the top 10 or something, but the Beatles are gonna definitely beat you. They're gonna be up there higher, you know.
There was definitely a science to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he knew it. He knew whatever that science was.